The 14th of February 2021, my name is Soham and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1132. Let's get to it with today's topic, too busy? Try these tips to streamline your frump. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. It is easy to use the word busy to describe our lives because bustle has become such an important part of what is required, but perhaps some of us find it a little difficult. When we tell people that we are busy, we are trying to say that the activities we consume every day are important to us, and since we contribute so much to our world, our bustle is mandatory. If you are busy and feel overwhelmed by it, then you are probably not busy at all. Persistence on employment can have a damaging effect on our ability to focus on the present and our self-care. For many of us, it is difficult to find the time to walk or eat properly, or to consider self-sufficiency as part of our daily routine, such as exercise, sleep, eating, exercise and sleep. In the opening scene of the series, we are thrown into the reality we face as adults. There is too much to do, from raising a family to hanging out with friends. In this episode, she talks about how she feels exhausted when the time comes and that she does not take time to fit in her busy life in a healthy way. Just too busy is a recurring answer, but you should consider whether it is possible to get upset over a long period of time. Maybe you are actually going through a transient phase, working on an exciting, all-consuming project. If that is the case, and that is a blessing for you, then the problem is that you do not take the time to consider the alternative because you numb your mind with work. To do this, you simply have to change your way of thinking and speaking, and, based on the research to date, you will also have to do less. Avoiding the pressure to insist that you are busy all the time will make you feel less busy. As the American Study of Time Use shows, we are not nearly as busy as we think, and the temptation to watch TV, check emails while you are at dinner, or watch webinars while we work is so widespread that research shows that we have plenty of free time in our lives. If you frequently check how you spend your time, you will not find yourself overly busy at work. If you feel that you are often out of control, it is time to take a step back and think about how you spend your time. To help you with this, here are some tips on how you can try to stop the madness and prevent you from being too busy at work. Do you know what it's like to struggle with your workload and feel overwhelmed and disorganized? That's why we launched the online time management course Hash for Managers to help you focus on the essentials, feel better organized, and get the important work done. The course is self-contained and includes a number of tools and techniques to help you cope with workloads, improve productivity and stop being so busy. As a productivity coach, I have met leaders and managers at all levels who have difficulty stopping and thinking. Doing many tasks without practice may feel more productive because it looks like you're moving forward, but stopping thinking as a complement to what you're doing will lead to much better results. I realize busy people have many priorities and productive people few, but it is a painful exercise. We feel pressured all day long, so we react by doing more and more, and we feel pressure to do everything. When we are too busy and the day feels like a rush, it is easy to overlook the important things, such as when we wake up, what we do and what we do with ourselves. I use a tool like Toggle to figure out what I spend my time on every day so I can set priorities. I always feel busy because I always seem to rush from one thing to another, and this insistence almost always leads to one of my most productive and difficult sessions. Ultimately, busyness is just a way to distract yourself because you just don't have the resources. Some people even use it as an excuse to do easy-to-check tasks, which conveniently prevents you from getting involved in other, higher-level projects. Now that bustle is no longer the excuse, I have realized that I avoid these projects because they are just too scary, because I don't get enough guidance, or because my mind doesn't have enough time to think about them. If you do not function well, you will cause many problems in your life, not only for yourself, but for everyone else around you. Start by not letting yourself be overwhelmed by the attempt to integrate more into your already busy life, even if it is only a few hours a week. It will also recharge and motivate you to overcome the workplace challenges you face when you leave the office and even take a while to get used to technology. Episode 1132 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Soham Webb. Adios. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world.
Let's face it.
Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example,
while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet.
So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today.